This is the one. I can feel it.
Be careful, Mike.
He'll be fine. Here goes.
No, Mike. Not that one. If you do that, you'll undermine the very foundations.
Dr. Master is correct. 97% probability of complete collapse.
But I've got to.
Jenga!
Ah, monkey poop.
Well, we did warn you. So what's that? 3,023 games to me, 12 to K9, and 1 to you.
It's only because you cheat.
I do not.
Alert, Dr. Master. Subspace distortion detected.
What?
Impact 25 seconds, Master.
Oh, we can't go round. It's too big. We can't go under, because there is no under.
Then what do we do?
We go straight through it.
What? Are you crazy? This is madness.
This isn't madness. I'll tell you what madness is. Madness is walking down the street with a fruit basket on your head and a ferret down your trousers shouting, clack, clack, I'm a mongoose. Now that's madness.
5 seconds, Master.
Oh, dear. Too late to run now. Hold on tight.
Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Granted, Professor.
How are you, George?
Can't complain. Yourself?
Not bad. I'll be glad when the experiment's over, though.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. Bad feeling, that's all.
It's not like you to get jumpy.
I'm not. It's just a nagging feeling.
We'll get you settled in. Bloom to bridge. Set course for the Genesis Station. Maximum warp speed.
Aye, sir.
Professor, just received word from the starship Genesis. They've collected Professor Vorsprung and the equipment, and are on their way here. Tracking them now.
Excellent. At last, the Genesis project can be completed.
As long as nothing goes wrong.
Do you have to be so pessimistic?
I am a soldier, sir, and Murphy's Law is a harsh mistress.
Is that with or without the planet of nymphs?
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Always.
Mind your own stinking business.
Steady as she goes, Helm.
Aye, sir.
Professor, do the facilities meet with your approval?
They should do. I designed them.
Captain, I'm detecting some kind of subspace energy rip.
Set evasive pattern.
No helm control. It's impacting on all our systems.
Signal the Federation.
Communications down, sir.
What the hell is going on? Visual, now!
Impressive.
Time for sightseeing later, Professor. All available power to shields. Let's see if we can ride that thing. Any reading on what's inside it?
Readings of variable mass. It's impossible to tell whether there's anything inside it or not. Navigation has failed. We're gonna plow straight into it!
All hands, brace for impact!
Aliens, Doc. I've lost the Genesis.
Signal the Federation.
I have. They can't explain it either.
Where were they?
Just entering Section 774.
But there's nothing there. It's just starless space.
Which means, either they're not being read by our beacons, or they're dead.
Mike, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
K-9?
Affirmative, Master. This TARDIS is broken.
But we're alive.
Just about. That rip was some sort of shockwave, it seems, travelling through the galaxy, wrecking anything in its path.
And we survived.
Mike, the TARDIS is no ordinary ship. Plus, we had help from up there. Now, where are we and when are we? K-9, can you get anything from the sensors?
Activating scanner.
Dark space. Not a star in the sky.
Doc, look.
Where?
There's something out there.
You're right. K-9?
Master?
Can you tell us what it is?
Vessel is a Federation starship. I am registering one life sign.
There's a low-level resonance surrounding it. Seems it's been hit by the same thing that hit us.
What can we do, though?
Mike, you're not thinking of leaving them to die.
I have accessed the ship's internal sensors, Master. The life sign is female.
What are we waiting for? Honestly, Doctor, how could you even think of such a thing?
Captain. Captain, are you... Oh, God. They're dead. They're all dead. Got to get a signal out. Federation Command, this is the USS Genesis. We have been hit by a subspace energy rip. The crew are dead, and I think I'm the only survivor. Power is failing. I don't know how long I have left. Federation Command, do you read me? If you do, I need immediate assistance. My coordinates are enclosed. Please, someone help me! Oh, you lot are good.
Right, that's it. Mike, you lead. K-9, you follow.
Affirmative, Master.
What the... Mike? K-9? The doors. The doors have gone.
Thank God you've come. Are you Federation officers?
No.
Who are you, then?
Well, I'm Mike. This is K-9, and this is... Where is he? Doctor, are you coming out? Oh my God, the TARDIS, it's gone. The box is empty.
Confirmed. The interior dimensions are no longer present. The TARDIS is gone.
Can you explain yourselves?
The interior dimensions have been shifted away from the exterior dimensions. Everything's working all right, though. That rip could have had some truly bizarre properties. But now I'm stuck. But without an exterior shell, I can't go anywhere. Mike and K-9 are probably in danger. The first thing I got to do is try and get in contact with them, but how? Wait a minute. If I backtrack K-9's last sensory sweep, they'll give me a location. I can't get there, but I might be able to tap into K-9's vocal transponders. Be quiet, you. I'm thinking. Yes, the fast return circuits, the telepathic circuits. Yes, I can do it. Dismantle the circuitry, reverse the polarity, and then transmit on K-9's vocal frequency. Okay, K-9, old boy. I hope you're not going deaf.
Well, the dog seems to know what he's doing. What about you?
I run and shout zoinks a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just about your level.
Repairs to scanner circuits complete, mistress.
K-9, what do you think happened to the TARDIS?
Prognosis would suggest that the rip caused dimensional imbalance.
You were hit by that thing too?
Not half.
What was it?
White, orange, and wibbly. What's up, boy?
Who are you calling boy? Boy?
Doctor?
Yes, I'm fine. The TARDIS has separated itself.
Why?
Oh, nothing to worry about. Are you and K-9 all right?
Affirmative, Master.
Yeah, we're good. This is Professor Volsprung, by the way.
Hello there.
Wait a moment. I know that voice.
You do?
No, wait. Delighted to speak to you, Professor. I'm the Doctor. Now, what's the trouble?
Her ship was hit by the same thing that hit us.
I worked that bit out. I mean, what's the damage?
Surprisingly little. Engines are down, but everything is fine. Just lots of smoke. K-9 has fixed the scanners.
What kind of engines do you have?
Superhydronic gonolithium cells.
I take it the receptors have depolarized?
That's right.
Thought as much. Right, listen very carefully. I'll tell you how to get them working. Right, has everyone got that?
Affirmative, Master.
Got it.
I don't get it.
Somebody poke him. K-9, activate all realigned drive circuits.
Doctor, if you do what you're suggesting, we'll be physically in the space-time vortex.
Exactly.
But such a place doesn't exist.
Precisely.
So what we're doing is total insanity.
Absolutely.
That's kind of his thing.
Okay, K-9. Now. Perfect. The Genesis has become a primitive version of a TARDIS, surprisingly. You'll be able to get to your destination in nanoseconds.
Coordinates are being transmitted, Master.
Thank you, K-9. Good luck, chaps.
It's been nearly 7 hours. No word from the patrol ships.
Nothing for 9 solar systems. I think we have to start facing facts.
You're right. Signal command. We're announcing...
That's a proximity alarm. I've got it on visual. Holy crap, it's the Genesis.
That isn't funny.
Am I laughing?
Genesis Station. This is USS Genesis on final approach. How are things, boys?
Professor Forsprung, you're alive.
Not by choice, if you're wondering.
Greetings.
Professor, you say that all the crew were killed, and then he arrived.
That's right, what of it?
Forgive me, sir, but that sort of thing appeals to my cynical side. You are unidentified and unauthorized to be here, with possible conviction of murder of the crew of the USS Genesis, by the power invested in me by the Federation and the articles therein, I am authorized to execute you.
No, you can't. He saved my life.
Then his death will be quick and relatively painless.
Zoinks!